You're now listening to Wisdom from North podcast with me, Jannike Øynes. Here I will explore topics such as metaphysics, spirituality, personal growth, and in general, how we can create good lives for ourselves. My intention is to find some answers, but perhaps more importantly, finding new questions to ask, because there is always something new to discover in this wonderful universe that we live in. In Wisdom from North, we're passionate about helping you take your spiritual growth to that next level. That's why we are collaborating with some amazing spiritual teachers and partners who offer free webinars and classes. Go to wisdomfromnorth.com/free. Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in this podcast belong to the guests and do not necessarily represent the views or positions of Wisdom from North or any entities they may represent. Now, please enjoy the episode.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, Nicole. A warm welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. It's my pleasure, absolute pleasure. Thank you.
I'm excited to see where our conversation will go today. You are a galactic shaman, intuitive healer, spiritual mentor, and Reiki master. You've had an NDE and you have galactic communication and connection. And you are passionate about helping people empower themselves and understanding our real capabilities. Mm. I also saw an interview with you, I think it was with Jeff Mara, where you mentioned that you might be a walk-in. And that concept is a bit new to me, but I've had a guest before who is who really is sure he's a walk-in. So maybe we'll go there as well. However, before you stepped into what I believe is your purpose today, how was your life prior to having these abilities and having that NDE?
Well, if you said black, there would be white. It was completely different. A mother, a housewife, didn't have a particular career to sort of speak of. I was, you know, sort of followed suit of mother. You know, became the doted wife for 32 years. I was married quite young, so my life was, you know, I had a little bit of a career, but nothing to really sort of speak about in this moment. But completely different, really sort of quite suppressed in a you know, a wonderful relationship. But you know, when I sort of look at myself now in an empowered state, you know. It was what it was, and I loved every single moment of my old perception of self. Now I'm in this state of knowing, I completely this is nothing to compare with my old life. So it's
wow. Yeah, so it's almost like two different the people. I can especially relate to that. It's kind of before and after. And then I get curious, so what happened?
Yeah, it was, for those that might have listened to Jeff Murrow's, I sort of went a little bit into that, and which was basically I had like most people that go through the awakening process, had a little bit of life trauma and sort of went into this sort of constant state of why am I here? Who am I? Going through really sort of angry moments, you know, constantly shouting at people. And then I sort of went through this stage of, okay, so how can I sort of shift out of this? Because this really isn't, this isn't good to, you know, to live like this. So I started meditation at a little local spiritual church and sort of found myself, you know, sort of like really resonating with that sort of energy, sort of going inward, and then sort of joining sort of several sort of group circles or mediumship psychic abilities, and started to sort of really sort of open up. And then sort of things sort of shifted into doing a Reiki master's course, and whilst I was practicing on people, my hands started to move all over the place and started getting downloads of information from galactic guidance, dragons, fairies, you name it, angels. And this sort of perceived idea of who I thought I was starting to show itself through light language. And that's my absolute passion now. It's, you know, what I help people with, to enable them to understand what light language is all about and their spiritual journey. So everything sort of shifted massively through that process of really being quite suicidal, really angry mother, into, okay, let's do something about this, going into self-care, self-healing. And then that inner light started to ignite within me, and then the wisdom, which was lovely about your channel, is Wisdom of the North, is Wisdom of Nicola, started to come forward. And
I wanted to jump in here because I was curious about why you were so depressed or didn't feel at home in your own life. You said, you know, you had a completely different life, you were a mother, you were married, all these things. Was that you felt that you were not living your truth? Because I feel a lot of people are experiencing that they come to a point where it's like, I have been lying towards myself, I haven't been authentic, and I cannot go on like that anymore. Even though I have everything, it's just, it's not working, just going on.
It's spot on, absolutely spot on. I got, you know, I was living in a beautiful home that had we've been creating for, you know, over all of those years. And, you know, a 5-bedroom farmhouse with land, you know, children going to private school, you know, having it all, beautiful handbags, going on holidays, and all of those. I had it all. I had it all, but I was not happy whatsoever. And I had to move through a deconstruction of who Nicola is and who I perceived myself to be from a belief system and, you know, a programming of what everybody else said that I was. And as I sort of deepened into that journey, which is that spiritual awakening journey, I was like, whoa, I am not that. And then the joy and the peace and that sort of blissful state of being just supersedes any materialistic sense of being, you know. It's all outside of yourself, and it's it's so different. It's so different, this spiritual journey, the sense of peace within yourself. And I remember myself saying to myself on a journey in a car when I was with the family, and I actually spoke about that to my ex, as I said, would you rather have all the money in the world and be really unhappy, or have very little but, you know, but moving on very nicely, but be blissfully happy? And most of my family members said, I'd rather cash, you know. And I had this sort of inner thinking of like, well, actually, no, I'd rather live in a really lovely, small, beautiful little place and be blissfully happy and assist others. And, you know, not to say that I wouldn't welcome the universe to bring me absolute wealth and abundance if that was meant to come into my experience, but the primary focus for me was to really sort of go deeper into who am I, and then that sort of spark of, oh, I've got to find out more information about this and what's this and what's this.
Yeah, I mean, I find it very courageous. And I think there might be many out there who feel the same, and maybe they feel this guilt that I can't just, you know, go on and this selfish journey of seeking within, what about, you know, my family and my children and all that. So, like, was it that easy, that sort of it sounds like? And how did your environment react? I would just love to hear a little bit about that before we go on.
Yeah. So it was prior to lockdown. I had a beautiful client come to me. She was visiting from Australia, and she came in for a session, and then she started channeling. She'd never channeled before. And her high self came through and said, what are you still doing here? What are you still doing here? And it just hit me all of a sudden, just before Christmas. It was just before Christmas. And I had this sort of knowing that I had to leave, because a couple of years before I tried to leave, and then I came back because, you know, because of, I had a sense of guilt about me. And then in that moment, I was like, no, I've got to go. I've got to go. And my children are grown up. And then I was, well, what's holding me back? It's, you know, a belief that I need to be here for everyone. And they all thought I was going a little bit crazy, to be honest with you. They all thought, well, you're making up those languages that you're speaking, and we really don't get it, Mum. And we want you to be back as the subservient mother, hands in on us, hand and feet and foot. And I was, well, I don't want to be that anymore. This is not who I am. You know, I was starting to assist people, workshops, you know, meditation, healings, light codes, and all that was going on. And so then the moment of me leaving was because of a relationship started to get a little bit abusive. And I was like, no, I'm not putting up with this. And it was, first of all, very speaking abusively. And then it's then sort of shifted into not, shall we say. And so I then just, like, that's it, I've got to go. And I announce, well, I can't do this anymore. And it was one of the most hardest things from my old Nicola perspective of my ego, of literally saying, I can't do it. I just can't do this anymore. Masses of emotions throughout. And then my beautiful niece took me in. So I had somewhere to go. So I left everything. I took my little dog called Louise, and I took my car and a few belongings, and I just went. And then through that journey of just sort of being quite isolated, the lockdown process happened. I found myself a place to stay with a wonderful friend of mine that I got an apartment at her. She had a large house, so I was able to stay there. And then through the whole of lockdown, I got deep down and dirty in my healing journey. I wept, I cried, I stamped my foot. You know, I really, through that journey, really discovered who I was. So I peeled back those layers, and it was like hard, you know, spirituality and inner healing is not an easy journey. You've got to get into the deep shadow of yourself so you can see who you are. Hmm. You know, you've got to see who you are not to see who you are. And so that unveiling of myself started to then sort of like, wah, my vibration started to get higher. The wisdom started to come in, and then I shifted locations. very much into a bit of a hermit mode. And then I then started to sort of expand. So it's been amazing. It's absolutely been amazing. And if anybody's out there that's really going through that deconstruction, just have faith that it does come to an end. You know, you get to that space of where everything starts to synchronize and come in, and have faith in that. But going through that bumpy journey is not easy whatsoever.
That's a great advice, because I always feel there is a bit of a chaos before the clarity comes, and looking to nature, you know, stormy weather, and then the day after is just so calm and so beautiful. Now, I'm curious about, where did this near-death experience happen in all of this?
So that was when I was very young, at the age of about 4 or 5. And it was quite interesting because I had sort of, since the Jeff Mara podcast, been having a little bit of intelligence come through from my higher self. So I get these sort of awakenings within. And the sort of the incident that happened was that I was on a beach and I was jumping to and fro one place in the sand to another, and I thought this other side actually had sort of like quite a shallow, but I didn't, and I jumped in, and I was only little, and then once I was in, I found myself awakening from resuscitation on the beach with masses of people around me. And I thought, whoa. And I just sort of remember to an extent the moment of sort of coming back, but I didn't remember the other side. And it was always something that my mum spoke about, you know, as, you know, she said, oh yes, you drowned and you came back and all of this sort of stuff. And then through the journey of sort of like getting in a vision, so I get lots of visions being presented to me, that it was a process of remembering that I can't remember anything prior to that moment within my memory banks, which you would perceive to be sort of around about 4 or 5, that you remember baby. And I really didn't remember any of that. And the information that was sort of that was brought forward was that my higher self connection came in with an aspect of myself back into the embodied state. And this is what happens with an awful lot of NDE experiences, is that you go into the NDE as one aspect of yourself, and then when you come back out of the NDE and you're back into the reality, so within the matrix system, you're coming in but with an upgraded version of yourself. Now, at that young age, it wasn't relevant for me to turn on that information, but as I sort of went through the awakening journey, so when my early 50s, I sort of went in and then started to remember the occurrences and the wisdom that how it plays out is that you receive more of consciousness within your body, but it's held dormant within side of yourself. So the connection to my galactic aspects, my multidimensionality, my higher self, my perceived light that I am, has a connection to that from a subconscious at first, but then awakening ignition from inside of myself that then brings me to where I am right now. So the NDE was a walking experience to enable me to capture more of my light. Because what happens is when we're so young, if we're a being of light, our light can be capped by outward forces and suppress us. But a trauma ignites and sparks within us that allows the soul to rise. And this is the case for many, many people that are on their spiritual journey, that they have had a moment of trauma or an NDE experience. And I've spoken to many people about this. It's almost like a galactic sort of seeding of the soul comes in at that age rather than in at birth. So I came in at birth, but not to the full extent or a perception of that I came in as a walk-in at that point, as well as, and they just reminded me, as well as the moment when I had a massive big moment during my deconstruction when I was in America, and I lived in America for a year, of when I felt very, very suicidal. And there was a moment where I sat in a prayer, and then I received a massive injection of consciousness, which again lay dormant. So there's these sort of key points of shifting within me was at that age with the NDE, coming in with a seeding and then awakening the seed after the experience of feeling that I needed to leave the planet. So it sounds a bit complicated, and I do hope that what I'm talking about, that your viewers will actually understand or perceive a process in how this all works. But it's a really, really interesting journey when you can unpack from a moving backwards in time. So when you look backwards, you then can see, there is where it all fits together. Does that make sense?
Yeah, this is a bit new to me, and I find it very interesting because to me, I thought a walk-in was actually another soul. But again, I can become very attached to these categories, which is my mind, you know, and you're talking about another aspect of yourself. And then how great is the self, you know, and we're ultimate one. So, but that's a larger conversation, but still it makes sense. However, it was interesting when you said that we come in as these bright lights, and then there are external forces that sort of makes it a bit muddy. And then like we can have a trauma or an NDE after what I've understood you said, and then it sort of sparks this grander awareness, because I was thinking, why don't we just come in with this awareness in the first place? But is it because it gets so dense immediately that something happens when we come down that we sort of lose? I mean, I know that we come into this illusion and that we live this illusion, but it seems like you know a bit more here.
So from my experience of helping people move through their illusionary field, which is basically mind control. So if we look at sort of our minds, our mind is a perception of self. So within the mind, which is the brain, we perceive ourselves to be the physical body. So we're working from five senses, basically. Okay, so we're working five senses, and when we look at things, when I was the old Nicola, then I would see my reality to just be from that singularity. So just I am Nicola. Okay, as you sort of start to awaken up, then you go into your oneness, which is the spiritual journeys that we just spoke of. I've just lost my frame of thought there. Do you mind if I stop in and I tap in with a higher self, and but it comes through as a different language, and then I can interpret it. You might see myself start to sort of twitch about a bit, so please just observe that. So that they want to come in with some information rather than me babbling on. I get sort of like a bit of a download of information, so it's a little bit. I have worked with people that work very similar to me, but I get a download of information because my higher self and multidimensionality want to come forward. Thank you. Okay, so they're speaking of and wanting to portray the perspective of duality within the galactic forces, okay? So for those of you that are more conspiracy sort of theory, logical mindset of information, just be open to receive this information. So the information that are coming forward is that there is, within all realms and dimensions, to be is to have duality. So we have a darker force, a lighter force of, you know, of experience. And within the center of that force of being is the center point of knowing who we are. But the experience that we experience is through this flow of energy that we then see a difference of an experience. So, oh, that's good, that's bad, that's black, that's white, that's left, that's right. So there's always this dualistic experience. But when you center within your inner standing of self, you then allow yourself to perceive the reality to be from those two perspectives. But if you are not in the center of being and you are playing in the illusionary field, which is, say, the distorted field here, which was what we're talking about with the perception of the reality to be, is that then we see ourselves in a game of playing this dualistic experience from a negative perspective, meaning that if you feel the suppression of your light is because the experience is brought forth for you to experience it, if that makes sense. As you awaken into the light, which is the evolution of the soul's journey into their ascension process, you then perceive the reality to be more of a 5D experience, and you are fully aware how to play the game. You've got your instruction booklet and things just flow, and it's all gorgeous. But within this reality, with the light that ignites within a seeded soul that wants to come in and shine their light and walk their mission and walk their path, as they're birthed into that reality, there's a bombardment of from ancestral line within the DNA structure, within the quantum field, a deep realization of a perceived reality of a quantum understanding from past lives, etc., which is a completely different component. Thank you. But also, there is also a game that is being played within different dimensions. And within the different dimensions of being, what we feel and see within it, again, like we said, is the good and the bad galactic forces. And the suppression of the energy that dampens and suppresses, which is the hijack system, suppresses the awakening of these beautiful seeds into their full fruition of being, then caps them with a perception of the mind of, literally, there is an energetic force that stops the flow of energy coming in from the high levels of consciousness. But what happens is that the soul is unable to fulfill their process until they're then sparked, which I've just spoken about. I do hope you're following this. Sorry, they're just coming through and they just really want to come. Thank you. So I was just going to take a deep breath because my ego is kicking in a little bit. Okay, thank you. So when we have ignited within us, our higher self starts to open up and enable the soul to be held, all right? So the holding of that soul through prayer or a deep connection with this needs to change, because you start to question your reality. There's this seed that starts to want to poke its little head out of the suppression that's held within the density of this reality. And as that seed starts to rise up, you start to see who you are, but the light that you're connected to starts to widen, because the capping of the system here stops the amount of light that can come in. So you've got life force coming in here to keep you basically just floating. Yeah. As you start to open up the.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Crown chakra. This starts to widen here. So the tractor beam of the high levels of consciousness, soul connection into multidimensionality starts to widening up. And as you then start to allow that energy to move through you, you allow the physical body to shift the data, the DNA structure, out of the illusory field of distortion and into the creation of what heaven on earth should look like. So we're shifting into high frequencies of consciousness, allowing ourselves to grow higher because we're starting to open. But during the process of it, there are many that are, again, capped into spirituality that is focused upon the light rather than going into the deep darkness within the self that enables you to see who you are and then see who you are through all time and space, so such things as ancestral lines and past lives. And then the availability of the souls then starts to soar because you're seeing who you are and seeing who you are not. And there is that beautiful catapulting you into the inner wisdom that allows the downloading of information that comes down and flows through you, rather than being from a perceived idea of the egoic mind structure. You're enabling the soul to rise and hold the multidimensional aspect integration of self, the higher self, the all that is of who, all that you are from a light perspective, to then fully stand in your power as an embodied higher self rather than an egoic mind structure, which is that of the five sensory perception of being human. Thank you. Ga kia maki atta. That all had to come out, didn't it? This is how it tends to sort of come through with me. So they sort of like, because Nicola doesn't know, because they sort of like, hang on a minute, we're going to take over the reins. And then like, okay, step aside, Nicola. And then I have to allow that all to come forward. So I do hope that was okay and acceptable for you.
Yes, it was interesting. I think I have to watch this again, though.
Yeah, exactly. We need to unpack it.
Yes. So I would love for you to unpack it a bit. And also if you could share, like, what was that language and who were you talking to? You said your higher self, but was it also some galactic energy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there are primary vibrations of information that comes forward. Okay. So I learned a language of English. I learned it from my mind because other people told me these are the letters, this is how you formulate English, okay? Mm-hmm. But when it comes down into a vibration of a high level of consciousness, it holds a sense of code. And the code is a higher frequency. So the dialect that I just brought forward there is a Palladian frequency of light. Mm-hmm. And it is my primary focus of higher self that comes forward. So my last seeding from a higher level of consciousness from a planetary system was that of the Pleiades. In conjunction with that, I also have and hold a connection to many other star systems, and many of us do, because if we are pure light, then we devolve and descend through the process of seeing different planetary systems throughout the reality. So Arcturian is another sort of aspect that I work with, and the aspect with the code that comes forward is a quicker. So it sounds a little bit crazy to the ear and for the mind and the ego, you'd be like, that sounds a bit weird. But all these codes that work really sort of like this, also come in the sense of the sound from the voice, from the dialect, and also this. And this works in the energetic field that we hold templates of understanding. We have a central column of light within the reality of, you know, connecting up and basically connecting down, working through the inner body, all the chakra systems. And then we then widen out from that light from within, and we start to widen out of who we are in the energetic field. So the emotional body, the light body, the mental body, and all that we are moving out. But it all comes from within. So the light codex that comes forward, that is channeled through me, is coming from a higher level of consciousness. So whether it be Palladium, which gives more advice and a little bit more nurture, and then the Arcturians that tend to be more codex resetting, activations, downloaded information, remembrance codes come in from other aspects of myself also. So when I speak my own light codes, and everybody that I work with that I've ignited their light language, their codes are their codes when it comes from a primary perspective. And when you have these codes that come forward, it allows you to awaken in you, within you, that like all of a sudden you're like, how do I know that? How is that wisdom ignited within me? I haven't got a clue. I haven't read any information. It's just downloaded. So I switch on. And sometimes when I'm laying in my bed before I go off to sleep, I ask, have you got any upgrades? Have you got any downloads for me? And then what I have to do is flush the energy through, which is the distortion, the dense energy, sort of emotional blocks in the joints, in the muscles, in the deep cellular structure. So you have to make space within the vessel. And then what happens is then they can then upgrade you with a flushing of the system, and then you can then upgrade. And that's what I do with an awful lot of people, working with connecting them into higher realms of consciousness, because there are sort of levels as you go up. So if you could imagine, there's the screen, but there's something above there, isn't there? So people get to a level within their boxes that they perceive to be their reality, and then I come in with a light code. And then I can then hook them into the next evolutionary scale, so they can then start to, this is going a bit, blah, 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 but starting to come in, and then you integrate your multidimensional aspect with inside of yourself, so that you have a direct connection rather than, which I don't recommend, is calling anything in, is that I go direct connection and I'm in. Direct connection, and I am Palladium, I am Arcturian, you see. So the information that comes forward is you, downloaded into you, the inner wisdom to ignite the remembrance of who you are.
From what I understood when they were channeling, they were saying that when we open up to this higher version of ourselves, we step into 5D and everything runs really smoothly. There's such a beautiful way of living. It's another way of experiencing ourselves through this higher consciousness, and that is fully possible for us. What I sort of didn't understand was how we do that without having an NDE or without having a trauma, because you said that that could also spark something, mm-hmm. or without having to work with you or someone else. So is it through meditation? Like what, or do you have any tips on how do we actually make this happen?
Absolutely. It is empowerment all the way. Empowerment all the way. And absolutely what you just said there, it's meditation. It was the thing that shifted me massively. The dark night of the soul, or the perceived idea of that, came in. Yes, it did. And it comes in different ways, and it might be different for everybody else. But the key thing for me was the sense of connection. And that came in meditation. Then it then shifted into breath work. Then it started me moving the physical body a little bit more. And then I was making space. So it's really good that we're going to simplify now what I've just spoke about, because that's a little bit like, And I do hope that the viewers still stay with this to get to this point, because I need to understand it too. So the information comes in and I'm like, okay, so I'm with you, okay? But it is purely connection into the now moment that allows you to then sit in here through the heart into who am I, okay? So you're not looking outside of yourself. You're igniting your own light. Whether it comes up as light language that you ignite from inside of yourself, or whether it comes in with any other format, maybe it might come through breath work, might come through we've been really connected with nature. Because remember, everybody has a different blueprint, a different template, you know, a journey, a contract, however you want to name it to be, is that somebody like myself as a healer will have this availability of consciousness because that's what I came here to do. And so if we've got other people that might be really beautifully into candles and scents and wonderful aromas and gardening, and, you know, their journey is going to be completely different to mine, but their capability to help them move through their old baggage and suppression of their light is through the connection to more than what you think you are. So to simplify right down to the basics is, I would suggest meditation. Absolutely. Time and time and time again, go inside. You hold all your answers. It's just waiting to come up.
What is the deepest insight you have received from your galactic friends?
Oh my God, there's so many. The main thing that I'm sort of working on, so let's make it sort of quite like in the now, is the understanding of how this whole structure works. And the main thing that comes in for me in this now moment is mind control. Now, we could think of it as sort of something sort of telling us what to do. And, you know, there is that sort of element with media and things like that. But if we look at, like I just said, about the inner standing, is that we can analyze and self-criticize, if you want to use that word criticize, that's sort of quite a like a gritty word, is that, and this is thinking, is that we have a self-speak that gives us a creation of our reality. So my galactic guidance is that just watch what you're saying, watch how you are feeling about yourself, and allow yourself to see it as being something that you've experienced but no longer serves you. So we don't need to keep going into patterns and cycles. And that's a massive lesson that I've experienced with my inner guidance, my multidimensionality, is the strength of and the potency of who are we? We are creator beings having a human experience, but we're kept in a tiny little box. We've got to move that box out to the next level of box, to the next level of box, so that we start to see the reality in a wider concept. Now, our mind can suppress by a deep core wound of an emotional state, fear. So we hold back because we don't want to expand because we fear something. And if we fear something, then the mind is going to step in because the mind creates five senses and emotions. When you go into a high level of consciousness, you allow yourself to observe and you come in from this observational neutral position. And there is where that great wisdom starts to come up. And you then start to activate through a rite of passage. Through a rite of passage, we need to work through this ourselves. No one's going to do it for you. And you allow yourself to say, oh, okay, right, I see that now. Do you know what? I'm a bit fed up of that cycle and pattern. Thank you very much, universe. Thank you, higher self. Thank you to all that is. I would like to now go into my next evolutionary step. And there is where my galactic guidance then starts to step in and brings me that wisdom with the activation of that energy by downloading higher frequencies within me, whether that is through light coding from my perspective, or whether for your viewers, for you to then have that sense of maybe prayer within yourself, or ask and you will receive, that you see firstly, which you are not. You really honor your emotions by feeling into it, and then you allow yourself to move forward, is through the experience that allows you then to see. So all that I've spoken about, somebody might say, well, that's just really weird. That's be open to receive, and then you will receive. So it's see, to feel, and then experience. And as you move through that, you'll step into another level of consciousness, and then you'll download more information, and then we work through the same process. We see which we are not, we allow ourselves to rise, and then we feel and honor our emotions, and then we come up. But all the time we're spiraling through consciousness, so we're evolving through consciousness rather than, do you know what, I feel quite comfortable here and I think I'm going to be all right with this. And that's perfect as well, you know. I could have chosen to stay at home and be mother, but my soul's journey yearned me, gave me this feeling of, come on, Nicola, you've got this work to do here. And it's not work, actually, so that's not necessarily the right word, thank you. But it's just like the pure, like, beingness is sharing and helping people through their own journey, to show people how I did it, to allow them to say, oh, okay, oh, that's a good practice, this and this, and then they can then start to do their own work. It's all about empowering people to step up and see which they are not, allow themselves to actually then say, okay, I'm going to start this journey, I'm going to go deeper, but I'm going to be open to receive, rather than that doesn't resonate. Allow somebody to have a perspective. If it's not for you, then it's not for you. Always take which is relevant to you and resonating with you. And then that empowerment comes forward, and then beautiful bliss starts to arrive at your back door. And it really does. It really starts to become so much more clearer within your mind. The mind control starts to lift. You're then opening up to high levels of consciousness and wisdom. And then it sounds all like roses and, you know, sort of buttercups. And there are those moments of deep, sort of deep work, but those moments become less in linear time. You go down, oh, yeah, I can see that within myself, and I'm going to move that through me, but honouring it through the same movement, and then letting yourself climb. So you're spending more time up here in bliss state rather than all that heaviness down here. So you're transcending the lower realms of understanding of yourself into a higher level of consciousness. And then you can hold that energy. But there is that rite of passage as you move from here up into here that allows you to walk that path and then move into those higher dimensions of experience.
Very interesting. And a lot of advice here and great advice here. When you spoke about mind control, did you mean in the sense that it's mind control that we create ourselves in a way, or is it outside forces that bring on this mind control of us that we need to break free from?
Yeah, it depends on your perspective. If you can be on the perspective of the side of, yes, there's external infiltration of who are we, media, etc., you know, and all that program, right, schooling systems and stuff like that, and parents because of learnt information, belief systems, etc. But it's the person that inside that is the capturer and the holder of the mind control.
So we need to do the work. Nevertheless, we need to take responsibility for the patterns in our minds.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can blame everybody over here because they done that and the. We cannot change any of that. Okay. We can only change it from our perception of reality. So if we then see within ourselves that we've got this capped belief system that we're holding on to, that we have a self-talk and a self-analysis of, that this is who I am with a perception of self, then we're going to hold it because we are amazing creator beings. You know, we create our reality. So our perception of our reality then illuminates everywhere we're going into what our reality is. So the more that we perceive ourselves to be of the light and then rise and are open to hold that and then come out of the mind perception, then we can then sit into the heart, and there's the shift within yourself, you see. So the mind is there, yes, because we want to experience this reality. What does it feel like to be in deep despair, crying, angry? So, yeah, we've experienced that. But do we want to continue doing that? No, thank you. You know, we have a choice point, and our choice point is for us to rise. And so be open to receive the information as you go inside of yourself and spark that light up a little bit. That little bit of fire within starts to wishy-wishy up. And there's that beautiful radiance of this energy that starts flowing through us. And how amazing is that?
Really inspiring, Nicole. And I definitely see your light is shining fully through. I can just see it. And it's been really inspiring. And I wish we had lots more time. But thank you so much for coming on the show today. And there's three questions that I ask all my guests. And the first one is, what is self-love to you?
Self-love comes in many different ways. But to keep it nice and simple, self-love is about physicality. In that physicality can be, you know, sort of really honoring the physical body. It's not who you are, but it is your vessel. So self-love and care of the physical body. So to receive more light within your body, you need to hold that beautiful body in that sort of self-care, which you speak of. I would say that was the primary thing, because we are physical, we are human. And then the self-care of the mind and your emotions, and really honoring all the traumas that you've gone through, and not perpetuating a cycle of experience. You know, it's about forgiveness and honoring yourself.
And what is happiness to you?
So happiness is an emotion of a higher frequency rather than a lower frequency, which is fear. And happiness is a perception of what is happy. So I would advise people is that, yes, happiness is really sort of joy, and it's really nice and fun. And that's what we also come here to experience. But if we come from that, you know, sort of sadness and happy perspective of duality, and judging emotions, is to come into that center point. And a center point of bliss and peace supersedes happy, because happy really is very momentarily. You know, it just is a moment, and then you then judge it because you've got all this horrible stuff going on. And but I was happy then. But I was happy. Just be, sit in the center, sit in the center, and you'll see, and then there'll be no judgment of what is happy and what is sadness.
And what is the deeper meaning of life from your perspective?
I'm just going to say one word. It's experience.
Right. I've never actually heard that answer in one word. I love that. Yeah, but I actually agree. I think it is to experience. And it's also so many deeper meaning of life. I've come to that. It changes for me all the time. And I think it's so many reasons why we're here. It's for all the reasons, in a way. It is creation itself. Like the purpose of, I think, life is to live, you know, there's something there. It's just like,
absolutely.
yourself. Yeah, it's an intriguing question. Now, where can people find you? And could you share a little bit about your work today?
Mm-hmm. So they can find me on YouTube. So I have a small growing YouTube channel, which is called Nicola Light, where I give lots of information about all my wisdom that's igniting. And you'll see like codes come in, and then I translate the information. I give light codes. So all of that beautiful information is on my website, on my YouTube channel. And then I have a website, which is nicolalight.com. So it's nice and easy as well. And within there, there's you can schedule different sessions of mentoring sessions. If you've ignited your light language, there is an 8 program that I have, which goes through really deep into understanding your light codes and sort of moving through deepening within that inner wisdom ignition. And then I also have on Udemy 3 online courses, which are a really reasonable price. My high self said, pop it on a low price because then people can then access it. So I have 3 courses, which is an activation to understanding light language. The second one was all light language transmissions that are there for your mind, body and soul. So you go deeper into with the light codes that I bring forward. And then the last one, which I've literally just sort of completed, which is Heal into Freedom, which is then igniting the availability for you to deepen and from an empowered state and to not to need anyone else. So some people might want to work one-to-ones or within groups, or they might want to work online and just sort of do it in their own time. So there's a wide variety of things that to assist people on with their journey, but it's all about empowerment all the way.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming to the show today, and all the best with your beautiful work.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you want to become more who you are and live in alignment with your soul's purpose and explore a deeper meaning with your life, then you are most welcome to join Wisdom from North membership. If you want to go deeper, you can find all our English online courses and programs at wisdomfromnorth.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube just by searching for Wisdom from North. Until the next episode, much light from here.